This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on lab testing for chickenpox, TB preventive treatment for people with HIV through PEPFAR-supported programs, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, diagnosing chickenpox can be challenging. A lab test can help. Next, more than 13 million people with HIV were given life-saving tuberculosis preventive treatment through PEPFAR-supported programs. Finally, prompt diagnosis and treatment of fungal diseases is needed. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'll be filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for this weekly briefing for the week of March 18th. Varicella, also known as chickenpox, is a contagious disease that can cause an itchy, blister-like rash. Usually, varicella is diagnosed by examining the rash. When no lab testing is done, this is called a clinical diagnosis. In the first report, the Minnesota Department of Health expanded lab testing for varicella to better understand the reliability of clinical diagnosis. From 2016 to 2023, less than half of clinically diagnosed cases were positive for the virus that causes varicella using laboratory testing. This suggests that clinical diagnosis alone can be unreliable. It's important that clinicians test patients for varicella when it is suspected. Public health and school health professionals can emphasize the importance of lab confirmation in their recommendations to clinicians and parents. Correctly diagnosing chickenpox is important, both to keep infected children out of school and to keep children who do not have chickenpox in school. Tuberculosis, or TB, is the leading cause of death among people with HIV. TB preventive treatment, combined with antiretroviral treatment, reduces TB-related deaths among people with HIV. In 2018, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, also known as PEPFAR, committed to one course of this treatment for all eligible patients receiving HIV antiretroviral treatment. In the second report, investigators described trends in starting and completing TB preventive treatment. During October 2016 to October 2023, approximately 13 million people with HIV completed TB preventive treatment. Across all semi-annual periods assessed, up to 87% of patients in PEPFAR-supported programs in 36 countries completed treatment. And up to 59% of patients who had been on antiretroviral treatment for less than 6 months started TB preventive treatment per semi-annual period. Continued efforts are needed to maximize TB preventive treatment, especially for patients who have been on HIV antiretroviral treatment for less than 6 months. Short course regimens, patient-centered care, and modernized medical record systems might help accomplish this goal. Coccidiomycosis, histoplasmosis, and blastomycosis are infections caused by fungi living in soil and plant matter in parts of the U.S. People catch these diseases by breathing spores that are in the air. These infections can cause severe lung disease and death. Symptoms are similar to pneumonias caused by bacteria or viruses, including COVID-19. The last report describes the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on case reporting, infection rates, and mortality rates for these fungal diseases. Compared to 2019, coccidiomycosis and histoplasmosis case counts declined in 2020 and then increased in 2021. Changing case counts, a high blastomycosis fatality rate in 2021, and an unusual seasonality pattern in 2020 suggest that these infections might have been affected by changes in healthcare-seeking behavior, diagnostic testing, or reporting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Clinicians may want to consider testing for fungal infections in patients with pneumonia whose symptoms do not improve with antibiotics or who test negative for other respiratory illnesses. To improve early diagnosis of these infections, clinician education and standardized diagnostic guidance are needed. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov. or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.